Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. Today we are on with one of the best economic analysts out there, someone who can make economic information both accessible and actionable. And he had the inspired vision, or whatever else you may call it, to be involved in a case I'm helping bringing to sue the Federal Reserve. Maybe that's why he left the country briefly, but we'll be talking about that and other factors with the one and only George Gammon. George, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Robert. Good to be here.
So, George, we're in an extraordinary economic environment. You break it down on your YouTube videos on a regular basis and at Rebel Capitalist, which people can find online and as well on YouTube. It turns out that maybe it wasn't such a genius idea to double the amount of currency in a year. Maybe it wasn't such a great idea to create lockdowns that have continuous supply chain problems. That maybe it was the globalists who took the bait, not Putin who took the bait by going into Ukraine, because the sanctions appear to be backfiring on us, not on Russia, at least if the ruble is any measurement. What do you think, how much did printing all of the money, how much is that the real source of our inflation issues and the lockdown so much part of our supply side issues today?
Well, it's simple, Robert, when you look at what creates consumer price inflation, and that's simply when you increase demand or you decrease supply. It's just basic economics 101. So what the central planners did back in 2020 and in 2021 is they did both. They increased demand while decreasing supply. And that they sat back and said, well, don't worry about inflation. Well, now we're feeling the effects of what the central planners did as a response to what we call the cerveza sickness. You know, the mainstream media likes to say that what we're seeing now in terms of price hikes is all a result of Putin, or it's a result of COVID, and it's not. It's a result of their response to these things. So if they would not have issued those sanctions, to your point, we would not see gas prices as high as they are today. If they would not have, quote-unquote, printed all of this money and sent out stimmy checks while at the same time crushing supply through destroying supply chains, or that will take a long, long time to come back, and they destroyed these supply chains by locking everyone in a cage for a year or in some cases longer, we would not have had the significant consumer prices increases that we've seen. You know, now over 9%, which is what the CPI states, and as you know, that's wildly understated. And the Fed is coming out today, pretty much as we speak, and they're going to raise rates again to try to combat inflation. And they're doing this while the yield curve, the twos and tens, which has got about a 95% accuracy in terms of predicting a recession, is inverted. And it's not just the twos and tens that are inverted. And I could explain that further if you want me to. But it's also the one-year treasury. The yield is higher than the 10-year. And now the six-month treasury is yield higher than the 10-year yield. So these are all things that tell us that a recession is coming, while at the same time the Fed is increasing interest rates to try to bring down the consumer price increases that they themselves created back in 2020 in the response to COVID, and more recently, to your point, the response to Russia-Ukraine.
It's insane. When we come back after the break, we'll break down, are we facing a potential stock bubble collapse? Are we facing a potential housing price collapse? Are we facing future economic problems that are produced by, as George has identified, an extended ideology that the Great Reset is just the recreation of an older script that dates all the way back to the Club of Rome, in terms of an idea of trying to control people and control the population in ways that is going to be counterproductive and self-destructive for sovereignty, freedom, and liberty in America? We'll also discuss where he got the inspired idea to go after the Federal Reserve, to expose what their real books are, their real documents are. And we'll discuss part of the status of that suit when we come back after the break. You can find him at George Gammon. Just search George Gammon on YouTube. You can find him in Rebel Capitalist. And we'll discuss both of those things when we come back. Remember, as always, folks, You are the front line that keeps InfoWars alive. You are the front line that allows independent information of independent sources to be heard by you. So hold the line. Support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back right after the break.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes. In the bottom half of the hour, we'll be discussing whether or not Joe Biden plans to use a Hail Mary by indicting Donald Trump in the District of Columbia, and whether or not the judge in the Alex Jones trial lied to the jury about what libel law really is. But now, we're with George Gamet discussing the future of American and global economics, given how the central planners are doing their best job to implode it on all of us in the near short term and maybe even the future if we don't find ways to reverse it. As well as later on, we'll be discussing with George suing the Federal Reserve and the coming suit coming after Labor Day this year, known as George Gamet versus the Federal Reserve. But until then, let's first, what do you think the probabilities are of a housing market collapse, a stock market collapse? Because you look at what the Fed is doing, and as some mutual friends of ours have been pointing out, the Volcker mythology that the Fed really controlled inflation is likely more myth than reality. What if it turns out they're wrong and they're not able to reduce inflation because it turns out you can't put the genie back in the box again after printing all of this money, and instead all they really do is blow up the housing market and blow up the stock market? What is the risk that we face that, and what is the risk that we don't face a recession, but is there a risk we face actually a depression-level economics moving forward?
Yes, there's absolutely a risk of that, and I think the risk is incredibly high. And I think it's all a matter of nuance. I mean, we talk about a housing crash. Let's start there. Housing market doesn't usually crash like we think of the stock market. In other words, the stock market can go down by 20-30% in 2 or 3 weeks. We've seen that many times. But for the housing market to go down, it usually takes years. We go back to the GFC, and it peaked out in 2006, and then it bottomed out in 2012 before it started to, quote-unquote, recover. So the housing market takes a long time. Now, if you're asking me, can we see a period over the next year or two where nominal prices start to come down, I think absolutely yes. In fact, today I did a story on how the sales have decreased nationwide by 20%. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that prices are coming down, but this could be a leading indicator that would imply that in 2023, there's going to be downward pressure on prices. And obviously, they can come down in real terms when you're actually adjusting for the rate of inflation. So if your house goes up by, let's say, 5%, but the inflation is at 10, you're still losing 5% purchasing power. So in real terms, it's come down. Now, moving over to the stock market, we've seen that it's very close, if not in a bear market, whether you're looking at the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, the Russell. And so to think that we could further this bear market, the answer is absolutely unequivocally yes, especially if the Fed continues this battle with inflation and if they continue to reduce the size of their balance sheet by doing something called quantitative tightening. This is basically the opposite of quantitative easing. And if you set up a chart of the S&P 500 and you layer that over the Fed's balance sheet, there's a very high correlation. In other words, when the Fed is doing quantitative easing, you see the stock market, the S&P, going up. When the Fed is doing quantitative tightening, then you see the stock market flattening out and going down. The Fed just started their QT or their tightening process in June of this year. So while the Fed is raising interest rates, while they're doing quantitative tightening, while we could be, or what the yield curve is telling us, we could not only be facing a recession, but a significant, a deep, prolonged recession, I think the probability is very high that the stock market comes down in nominal terms as well. So then the question, Robert, becomes what happens to purchasing power? And I'm someone that believes the U.S. economy is heavily dependent on asset prices or the purchasing power of average Americans in aggregate total. So what I mean by that is you can imagine if the stock market came down by 50% from where it is today, and let's just assume for a moment that we could wave a magic wand and the housing market did the exact same thing. And it did so within the span of 6 months. And let's just say that over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, it doesn't recover. We go into a Japan-type scenario in 1990, where the asset prices went down by, call it 50-60%, and they literally didn't recover for over a decade, even in nominal terms. So think what that would do to the U.S. economy and the average consumer. When you think about what a healthy economy entails, it's really when you are producing more than you consume. And think about the level of consumption that we as Americans have had in excess of what we consume due to stimulus checks and due to the fact that these asset prices have been in a bubble, and that bubble continues to get larger and larger and larger and larger. I just read a statistic the other day on CNBC that the average millennial's net worth has increased by 100% over the last 2 or 3 years. And so not to poke fun at the millennials, but I thought, okay, well, is that because of their stimmy checks increased their checking balance from $500 to $1,000? but it turns out, no. It was about their average net worth went up to something like $100,000 or $120,000. And this is a direct result of the fact that housing went up by such a significant degree. So you think about what that has done to the overall purchasing power for the United States, or consumers in aggregate total, what that does to demand. And I think it increased their net worth by something like $4 or 5 trillion. So you're adding a lot of purchasing power into the economy that wouldn't otherwise be there. So now let's back up to what we were saying earlier. And if we see the housing market start to go down in nominal terms, even if it's not an outright crash, let's say it starts to go down by 10, 15% per year. That's not even including the rate of inflation. And you get the stock market coming down as well. And because we're going into recession, you see unemployment start to go up. So we go from a labor shortage to a labor surplus. This could really, really impact the average consumer. And as the United States economy is 70% consumption, that could put us into a tailspin, kind of a feedback loop, where a recession causes asset prices to go down. Those asset prices going down decreases purchasing power, which puts us further or deepens the actual recession itself. And then we go right back into this cycle. So these are my concerns right now for the U.S. economy. There are no certainties. There are only probabilities. But if you look at the euro-dollar future curve, which I'm happy to talk about, or if you look at the treasury curve, this is the smart money, by the way. This is predicting that we'll not only have a recession, but we'll have an extreme recession, something similar to potentially what we saw during the GFC. Now, it's not going to be the same type of crisis, because you rarely have the same type of crisis within like a 50-year time frame. But the net result, what the yield curves, that's what they're predicting, is that net result will be the same.
And for one of the key organizations that's at the centerpiece of a lot of these policies that have caused a lot of these problems is the Federal Reserve. You've decided to take on the Federal Reserve. We've been part of a one-year-long project trying to get them to disclose their secret books, their secret files, all the information that led to their governing decisions. They've been playing games, so it looks like we're going to have to file suit, and our right to file suit is coming very soon. What inspired you to take on the Federal Reserve to get this information out to the people?
Well, a personal story. It was just a dinner that you and I had in Las Vegas. we were enjoying a nice steak dinner with some good whiskey, and we were talking about what the Federal Reserve did in 2020 specifically. My memory serves me right, Robert. And this had me very concerned, because you look at the Federal Reserve Act, and this is basically like the Constitution for the Federal Reserve, meaning that it's meant to constrain the central planners. And you and I always talk about how it's important that we remain a country of law and not of men. And you look at these special purpose vehicles that the Fed set up during March of 2020 to buy corporate debt, as an example. And this is, they can't do that. It might not technically be in there, but you'd know the legal terms. If you want to follow the spirit of the law, I mean, it's not even close to within their legal rights as to what they can do. So we had this conversation. I said, well, we got to hold their feet to the fire. How do we do this? Is there a way that we can do a FOIA request to see what they did and then expose that to the public and maybe take it further if we need to? And you said, yes, there absolutely is a way. And that's what got us to where we are today.
Exactly. Thanks, George. Everybody can find George at George Gammon on YouTube and Rebel Capitalist Pro. That's where you should go to get the inside information you need to make the best.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
After being deleted by YouTube and social media in 2018, most people did nothing to defend Alex Jones or InfoWars. Instead, they obediently learned the new rules and rationalized their submission as a necessary evil. As a result, things have only gotten worse for everyone, and without any recourse, they are about to get much worse. Alex Jones is now patient zero for America's new de facto justice system, brought to you by the fear, complacency, and inaction of the people. Because we take it, here's how we can all expect to now be treated. Even though Jones never mentioned their name and the parents never sought a retraction, Alex Jones is being sued for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress by parents of children who were murdered at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The rest of the plaintiffs are federal agents, and the legal team is comprised of highly politicized members of the anti-gun lobby who have admitted their intention is to silence Alex Jones. So with this new precedent, if you dare question the official narrative, say, for example, the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, then someone can sue you into oblivion for emotional distress. But it only gets worse. The plaintiffs claim that Alex Jones was the perpetrator of the Sandy Hook crisis actor conspiracy theory, which is demonstrably false. After all the censorship and deleted videos, one can still find hours and hours of video content compiled from hundreds of sources, all questioning the official narrative of Sandy Hook. It was arguably the most discussed conspiracy theory since 9/11. And over the course of 7 years, Alex Jones spent less than 30 minutes discussing it. We know this because it's all part of the public record. But these radical judges do not care about evidence.
I am not currently representing Alex Jones, so I am free to speak my mind. They're already, apparently I've heard, that the plaintiff's lawyers are complaining about me speaking out about the case. That's how corrupt these plaintiff's lawyers are. They're political hacks standing on the bodies of dead kids to line their pockets and take away other people's political rights. And I find it disgusting what they've done. And so, but in this particular context, Jones has produced more discovery than anybody. I can't find anyone that's produced more discovery than he is, and yet they pretended that he didn't. Why? Because they built their whole case on a big lie.
Both Judge Gamble in Texas and Judge Bellis in Connecticut have found Alex Jones guilty without ever holding a trial or hearing any evidence, which is worse treatment than anyone has ever gotten in America, including Charles Manson and Al Capone. And their excuse for this abomination of justice is they claim that Jones failed to provide them with the incriminating evidence that they imagine must exist. Whatever that mysterious, unspecified evidence is, both judges have stripped Jones of his First Amendment right. But Judge Gamble has gone much further. Judge Maya Gamble comes from CPS, who has been exposed for human trafficking and working with pedophiles. Gamble helped publish CPS propaganda praising the state's authority and advising parents that it's normal for their children to lie about being abused in foster care. In the Alex Jones case, Judge Gamble has ordered that the words First Amendment and free speech cannot be used by Alex Jones, his witnesses, or even his lawyers. He is not allowed to defend himself. Judge Gamble has instructed that the jury is not allowed to hear about the emotional trauma caused by the mass murderer who killed the children. They are only allowed to hear how their trauma was caused by the words of Alex Jones. And during jury selection, not a single juror thought the media has ever treated Alex Jones or InfoWars unfairly. And any juror who questioned the $100 million amount casually discussed by the plaintiff's lawyers were kicked off the jury. Alex Jones was canceled from social media in 2018 and is now being canceled from the U.S. Bill of Rights and Constitution. And because of our complacency, everyone else is next. And in case you were wondering, the way we used to do justice was a thing called innocent until proven guilty. It relied upon the burden of proof, and it was pretty good. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, Robert Barnes hosting. Today, Alex Berenson went on Twitter and said anybody who defends Alex Jones, he's going to block. This is the grifter and liar and fraud Alex Berenson, who raised money to support his suit against Twitter, promising he would never settle until and unless he got discovery. And then what did he do? He settled without getting publicly disclosed discovery, because he's a liar and a fraud. This is a guy who repeats every war whore, warmongering pitch he's ever heard. This is a guy who lied about Robert Malone. This is a guy who attacked anybody who supported ivermectin. Just because he got one or two things right doesn't mean he's generally a reliable source. Generally, he is a lot less reliable than Alex Jones has been. And if he's going to go around attacking people for defending Alex Jones's right to due process of law, right to trial by jury, a right established at the foundation of our country, he should at least try to get a few things right for a guy who's been too busy grifting and defrauding his own customer base to support a suit that he didn't push like he said and promised he would as the condition for raising that money. So, indeed, people with logs in their eyes shouldn't be going around trying to spot the specks in other people's eyes. But this is part of a pattern. The judge in the Sandy Hook case here in Austin, Texas, concerning Alex Jones, I would love to show you what she said to the jury, but she's not allowing that. Only the media outlets that she chooses are allowed to republish or rebroadcast any aspect of a trial that the public has a right to access. So while that judge is depriving people of their constitutional right to publicly access the trial, what does she have to hide? Well, maybe her own prior history as a lawyer involved with Child Protective Services and all that entails. So, or what's happening in the courtroom? Why is this judge scared for the world to see what is happening in the courtroom unless she controls the broadcast and publication of it? Maybe because of what she actually did the other day. So as part of Alex Jones's defense, the defense lawyer got up and said that Alex Jones had repeatedly, profusely, quite on his knees to the world, effectively apologized again and again and again and again for anything and everything he got wrong in the Sandy Hook context. Do you remember the New York Times apologizing for getting us involved in war after war after war after war after war? Do you remember CNN apologizing for anything that they've done that's led to the deaths of tens of millions of people around the globe? No. Alex Jones didn't cause any deaths at all. All he got wrong was a few items, and he publicly admitted to that on a public confessional, on a public confessional tour. So why does the judge not want the jury to hear that information? Well, what the judge did is the judge not only struck that from the record, the judge told the jury that Texas law, under defamation law, doesn't allow an apology to be used for mitigation of damages. Well, that's kind of odd, because Texas law says the exact opposite of what the judge said. What Texas law specifically states is that indeed an apology can be admissible evidence that should be admitted into court to mitigate it. This is part of the railroading of Alex Jones, the weaponized lawfare that involves the denial of due process and the denial of a right to trial by jury that should concern all Americans, especially someone like Alex Berenson, who should be more worried about refunding the donors he scammed than attacking Alex Jones supporters in the court of public opinion.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are back. This is the Alex Jones Show, Robert Barnes hosting. In this segment, we will be discussing with Richard Barris what the polling and public opinion data really shows. Later on, we will be discussing whether or not, as a Hail Mary, Biden plans to indict Donald Trump anytime soon. But first, with Richard Barris, You can find Richard Paris at People's Pundit Daily. You can find him at peoplespundit.locals.com. You can find People's Pundit on Rumble and, while it still lasts, on YouTube and some other platforms until they finally completely and utterly remove him for speaking truth to power. Richard Paris has been the most accurate pollster consistently for elections going on the better part of a decade since he's entered the business. And for that reason has been attacked and defamed by many of the institutional gatekeepers concerning public opinion because they often don't want you to know what real public opinion holds. Richard was ahead of the curve, predicting consistently the collapsing approval ratings of Joe Biden weeks or sometimes months before the institutional media would confess the same, and has been consistently accurate calling a wide range of elections for a long period of time, consistently the most accurate election after election, year after year, cycle after cycle. So that's why we're here to discuss with Richard what's coming up for November, what's coming up in August in Arizona in the Senate primaries, and what the real political opinions are on issues like abortion and free speech and Alex Jones. Richard, glad you could make it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Robert. It's good to be here with you, my friend, as always.
Absolutely. So in terms of the politics of abortion as an example, there's been a lot of institutional complaints or statements that, hey, you know, the Republicans are really going to get hit. They're really going to get hurt because of Roe v. Wade's reversal and sending it back to the states. The American people all love abortion. They want abortion to be as long and as often and as frequent as possible. That's where the public consensus is, and that there'll be this mass turnout of young Democrats enraged at the denial of their rights to an abortion. Is that, in fact, what the American people believe?
Yeah, that's like a 30-year-old argument, Robert. The problem with, and Republicans should understand this, and they'd be able to fight back and use abortion to their advantage. But the truth is, that's the same argument. You know, they constructed this box in the 1990s for us to all have this debate in. But the truth is, abortion voters aren't young anymore, Robert. They're not young. The 1990 youth voter is now like me, a 40-year-old middle-aged voter. These are what we're calling the news cycle Democrats. It does, you know, tend to influence, their views on what's their most important issue. It really changes with the news cycle. Abortion is the latest one, but 2 months ago, it would have been the war in Ukraine. They would have changed their mind and would have told you it was the war in Ukraine. A week before the Roe v. Wade decision, it would have been gun safety. These voters vote anyway. That's the truth of it. They hold post-grad degrees. They're typically the overly educated, as we refer to them. They're going to vote anyway. So younger voters don't really think about this stuff the way we did in the 80s and the 90s, especially in the 90s. You know, when the pro-choice designation had massive double-digit leads, that's just not the case anymore. Month to month, pro-life and pro-choice are pretty much split. And aside from Gallup, I would put our record, a second to nobody. Gallup has a longer track record of doing this. But we've been pulling this issue in depth for a very long time. And views on abortion are much more complicated than the media, wants to portray them.
And is it in fact the case that a majority of Americans in pretty much every state favor limiting abortion until once a baby has a heartbeat and there's brain activity and it's, past 12 weeks? Is there majority support for an abortion at that point, after the 12-week time period, after a heartbeat, after brain development has taken place in America?
Yeah, not at all. So the more, obviously, different stages, opposition to abortion grows as you get through different stages, the different trimesters. But with the advent of the heartbeat bill, for instance, in Texas, we started saying that, using that term. Once a baby, once a heartbeat is able to be detected. You know, what's interesting about that, and people can go see this on our locals page. They can go find this polling. We'll show you the difference between pro-life and pro-choice voters. When somebody tells you they're pro-life, they're pro-life. And when you ask them whether they support or oppose abortion in different varying stages of the pregnancy, their views are much more consistent than somebody who tells you that they're pro-choice. Somebody can tell you they're pro-choice, and then when you ask them whether they support abortion after a heartbeat has been detected, they're going to lose about a third of that pro-choice vote right at that period where the heartbeat has been detected. When you get into the second trimester, they start to lose near majority. When you get into the third, then they start to lose almost super majority of their own vote. So, you know, the truth is science has not been kind to the abortion industry over the last two, three decades. And people's views on abortion change. They want it limited. Even people who will tell you they're pro-choice and tell you that it shouldn't be outlawed completely. What they mean, Robert, is within weeks. Like soon. A Biden voter in Austin, or Dallas, excuse me. A Biden voter in Dallas, a female, who was middle-aged is a pretty good way to explain her, to describe her. She told us that she still opposed abortion after a heartbeat had been detected. And when we asked her about it, she said something I've never heard before, but it's going to stick with me because it was profound. And she said, you know, when we think about it, when we think about, you know, people dying, you're about to enter the death state, and life is over. When the heartbeat stops beating, we associate that with death, right? Because you're not going to have brain activity after your heart, you know, stops beating. Just as we think about it with death, you know, then the point that the heart starts beating is why I think of it as the beginning of life. And, you know, I had all these years polling, I had not had it explained to me like that. But that is a supposedly pro-choice woman in a Dallas suburb who voted for Joe Biden. So that she's very indicative of how, you know, the modern American voter looks at this issue.
And can you also describe on guns? Because there's been discussion that the Second Amendment decision of the U.S. Supreme Court and its ramifications will have this massive political backlash across the country. Is the Second Amendment a net political winner for Republicans in November?
Yeah, there's only downside risk if you get on board with pushing any kind of gun control measure if you're on the right. The reason is all that you can do, you're not going to win the middle of the road voter who is responsible for the temporary rise in polling when an event happens and people start polling and ask about stricter gun control laws. There's always a temporary increase in people that will say, yes, I support that. Those people don't vote based on guns. The only people who vote on gun issues are pro Second Amendment voters, and all you'll do is discourage them from voting or tick them off. If you look at a race like Michigan 3, where we polled out there for there's John Gibbs going against the incumbent Peter Mayer, right? Meyer, the department store guy. There were people who weren't angry that his first vote was to impeach Donald Trump. Maybe they didn't like it, but that wasn't a deal breaker for them. They weren't happy about the January 6th committee. They don't like it, but that's not, again, what did it for them when we were polling is when he cast that gun vote. And that's when the bottom fell out from Peter. So it's a perfect example of all you can do is put yourself at risk. You can either discourage your voters, but you're not going to win anybody else over. Those people in the middle, they're going to vote on inflation. They're going to vote on the economy. They're going to vote on something else. And guns, it's just not their priority, Robert. The field and stream voter you'll piss off. That's it.
Exactly. The little secret of abortion voting, the little secret of Second Amendment voting is that it is a net winner for the pro-life community. It is a net winner for the pro-Second Amendment community. When we come back after the break with Richard, we'll discuss who is going to win the Arizona Republican primary. Who is going to prevail in November? Democrats are saying maybe it's close and competitive. Is it really? What would a Trump-DeSantis ticket look like in 2024? And where is there any practical alternative to Joe Biden? Or are the Democrats going to have to play Weekend at Bernie's for two more years with just Weekend at Biden's instead? Now, remember, everybody, you are the front line. And if you hold the line, you will keep InfoWars alive and afloat. You will make sure independent information continues to be accessible and available to you and those you care about. And you can do so by making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back right after the break with Richard to break down what November elections will look like.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Surreal to actually be living inside the New World Order. It is bizarre to read all their white papers and battle plans from 50, 60, 70 years ago and now to see it all being implemented. What's truly horrifying is we know what their battle plans call for in the next phase, a 90% forced depopulation of the planet. They have recruited an army of control freaks and pedophiles and scum and criminals of every sort to build their New World Order army. And they have the big private central banks and their funding. They have the corporate media. They have most of the courts. But they don't have our hearts, our minds. And they don't have control of your soul. If we simply realize that God is the answer, reach out to God to give us discernment, to lead God and direct us, we are unstoppable together. Now, InfoWars is under unprecedented globalist attack. I'm quite frankly proud of it, even though it's very daunting. But I know I have the living God inside my soul. I have the power of the overcomer inside of me, and so do you. And we're going to win this if we just continue to resist the tyrants, not because we hate these evil people, but because we love our children and we love the innocents that are counting on us to stand up and speak out and fight back. Now, the cavalry's here. So many of our best-selling products have been sold out. They've all come back in the last few weeks, and it's bringing in funding that was absolutely essential at this point. So it's a 360 win. Get great products, do amazing things for your immune system, for inflammation, and so much more, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock. All three of our toothpaste, back in stock. Superblue, finally, back in stock, the original. 50% off when you get all three together, 40% off when you get them individually. Then Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, again, for your immune system and inflammation. It's back in stock. And our latest product, Diet Force, with all natural enzymes and ingredients that help speed up your metabolism and help you lose weight naturally. Get them all today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. God bless.
Welcome back to Alex Jones Show. Guest host today, Robert Barnes. We're here with Richard Barris, People's Pundit. You can find him at People's Pundit Daily, People's Pundit on Twitter, while he's still allowed to be there, People's Pundit on YouTube and Rumble, and at peoplespundit.locals.com, where you can get all of his data, including inside information before anybody else gets it, from the most accurate public opinion pollster for the better part of a decade. In fact, that's how I found him. I was looking for an accurate pollster, finding somebody who had predicted things before they happened rather than trying to claim they did so after it happened, and Richard was the one on top of all of it. Richard, in terms of public opinion on Alex Jones, and you've seen some of those public opinions, and from my review of it, a truly impartial jury would, on average, not award $75 million per person in damages. Indeed, the average jury verdict would be less than six figures with an impartial jury selected that had no preconceived bias going in. How much of the Republican base is closer to the opinions held by the Alex Jones audience compared to, say, Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, and some of that crap?
You know, it's funny. It'll get worse as time goes on. Arizona is actually a really good state to illustrate that. I mean, the average Republican voter is not really represented at all by the people that are in Washington. That's a shrinking share of the electorate. And you know this because we've actually taken a look at people's audiences, Robert. You know that. And people that are more aligned with people like Alex and some of the other personalities out there, they have the younger, more diverse crowds. They have the future of the party, of what the Republican Party is going to be. So, you know, looking at next week, there will be a ton of races that are really illustrating this fight. The GOP, the old establishment, I mean, they're gasping with their last dying breath. I mean, they really are. Their coalition is exceedingly older. They're literally, I mean, there's no lack of a better word. They're literally, being phased out. They're a dying breed. I mean, that's it.
And as an example, what do you think will happen in the Arizona Republican primary, where you have the populist candidate Blake Masters running on a lot of populist causes, campaigning in a populist manner, opposed getting further involved in the Ukrainian conflict with no-fly zones and $40 billion bailouts for deep state funds, etc.? Will he prevail in the Republican primary, do you believe, in the Arizona primary coming up next week?
Yeah, because this was your idea. I got to give you credit for this. This was Robert's idea in states like Arizona, Texas. Go check out the CD Media Big Data poll that we did in Arizona. It's on CDM.press. Look at a few things: age, race, and generation. When you look at that primary vote, and you'll see that both Blake Masters and Kerry Lake are winning the newer, more dynamic, diverse coalition. We had Masters up by about 11 and Lake up by around 14. But honestly, this is why you're seeing statements from others like Data Orbital out there basically saying, you know, the governor's race is over. They're seeing what we saw, which was as those people decided, we had 20% undecided. Now it fell to 11. On the last days of interviewing, Blake Masters was actually doing about 5 points better than the overall lead in the published poll on CD Media right now. Kerry Lake was also similarly doing about 5 points better. That final day of interview, Robert, when people decided, that's when they both started to run away with it. I think at this point, Masters and Lake are, good luck catching them. The only bright light, again, for Republican establishment candidates is that they're doing a little bit better with the older Republican primary voters, and they tend to be more certain to vote. But the bottom line is they weren't winning them. So at this point, Blake Masters was still winning them. At this point, Kerry Lake is still at a lead with these voters. So I just see no place where Robeson or Jim LaMond could catch the more populist candidates. And when you look at polling the way we have over years, folks, and you start to see those undecideds just evaporate as every day goes on, and you see certain candidates taking the lion's share, that's a surge. I mean, that's what you're looking at. You're looking at a surge, and they're coming down to a point where that last day in the governor's race, Robert, the last day of interviews, Kerry Lake was actually just over 50. Robeson was at about 34 with people deciding. And then Blake Masters had exceeded 35% with Jim LaMond only at 22. Brnovich completely collapsed. He was at 11% on the final day. So that's a big deal. And so, you know, what you see on CDM reflects overall over 3 days of tracking, but you know it when you see it. Those are surges. Those two candidates are surging.
Absolutely. The way I've described it is, if you are a young Republican primary voter, young Republican primary candidate, young Republican volunteer activist, you need to win the Alex Jones voter, because the Alex Jones voter is the future of the Republican Party. Those candidates that have appealed to the Alex Jones voter directly and specifically are going to be the future power base of the Republican Party moving forward. Now, speaking of which, in terms of coming in November, we see the Biden administration now escalating talk of indicting Donald Trump on completely bogus, fictional charges, but they have a corrupt grand jury process in the District of Columbia, a corrupt jury pool in the District of Columbia, as we witnessed in the Steve Bannon trial, witnessed in other prior trials where Democrats walk and Republicans get the guillotine. What do you think, what's going to happen right now as of November in a Trump-DeSantis 2024 ticket? And could an indictment of Trump be a Hail Mary that could salvage and save the Democrats come 2022 or 2024?
You know, going into the new year, I remember the holiday season. Everybody in D.C. was distraught. It was like the worst kept secret that basically they were terrified Donald Trump was going to come back. Everybody had been looking at polling. You had people like Michael Gershon, former Bush advisor, writing articles. Trump's coming back stronger than ever. You know, I've always thought that this is a show, this January 6th committee. This is a show for the people at home. Nobody really believes Donald Trump broke any laws. It's their last attempt to keep Trump away from the White House, because they know they can't beat him. You've seen the polling, Robert. How many more people off the Democratic bench do we have to add? We're now adding Gavin Newsom, even though I'm skeptical of his ability to win a Democratic nomination. You have to win black voters in the South. I don't see Gavin doing that, but whatever. We'll add him because everybody else is getting crushed. As weak as Joe Biden is, he's still the weakest candidate against Donald Trump. He comes the closest, but he's still losing. The rest of them, from Hillary on down, Bernie is the second strongest. Bernie Sanders is the second, but he's still down pretty significantly. A Trump DeSantis ticket is unbeatable. I'll say that now. I really believe that. And this is somebody who didn't, you know, 2 years ago, didn't believe the Republicans would ever win the popular vote again. I think that ticket probably, the Republican ticket would win that popular vote. You know, going into this November, with all the talk of distractions, we're in the summer, folks, and there's a serious non-response bias problem with Republicans in the summer. As we get closer to Labor Day, I think the picture will change a little bit. All of the indicators are showing a historic rout. Republican leadership is doing everything they can, I think, to keep their win manageable. They don't want a bunch of MAGA people in Congress. Then they'll have to explain themselves to them. They don't want to be in the position John Boehner was in when the Tea Party won, for instance. They don't. It would be even worse with a MAGA, an influx of MAGA freshmen and senators and congressmen. So I think they're trying to keep it manageable. But the bottom line is, Robert, you know the numbers. People who watch this for a long time know. Democrats are in a historically bad territory.
In deep, deep trouble. Thanks for Richard Barris. You can find him at People's Pundit. Thanks, everybody, for joining.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.